Ring-a-ding-ding. Remember when everyone's phone used to ring the same way, maybe like 15 years ago? Ring, ring, ring. The ring told you to do only one thing. Answer the phone. Now, the ring does a lot more stuff and says a lot about you, too. It tells anyone within hearing distance if you like to party with the Caribbean ice ring tone, or like to play on your computer with the tech ring tone, or if you're an old timer with the digital ringtone, or whether you like rap music with the future funk ringtone. Can also say you were around when Atari was in with the new player ringtone, or you are pretty psychedelic with the reaction ringtone. You can now also have your phone ring in relation to the person calling. I realized this when I heard someone's phone ring with the words ball and chain, ball and chain, ball and chain, ball and chain. It was his wife calling. I wonder if she knew. I do like a variety in some things, but find myself spending more time choosing a ringtone than using the smartphone. Pretty dumb, ain't it? And just when you think you have the right ringtone, you hear a ring while in public and check your phone because you think it's yours, only to realize the person next to you has the same ringtone. Time to change it again. Oh, boy. Now that I think about it, I actually think the phone on the wall connected to the house with a cord was not a bad idea. If you were out of the house and it rang, you didn't hear it and you didn't have to answer it. The person calling just figured you were away and left a message. Now, when you don't answer right away, people get annoyed or think you're dead. Because we've set the expectations that your smartphone is always with you. So why not pick up? They think, I'm more important than whatever you're doing at the moment, aren't I? And also, if you were at the movies, you didn't have to turn off your phone because it wasn't in your pocket. It was in your house, hanging on the wall. Even though our phones are cordless, we appear to be more attached to them than ever before. People check their phones while at family parties, ignoring the family. In bars, ignoring their friends. While driving, ignoring other drivers. On the can. Okay, that's actually a good time to check your phone. As long as you wash your hands after, or even laying in bed, ignoring the fact that sleep is probably more important right now. Instead of enjoying the moment, everyone's choosing their ringtones or checking other stuff. There are close to 100 different ringtones to choose from on my phone, many more on others. You can also personalize it as well. You can also personalize the ring the caller hears on the other end. Really? Come on. Do we need... I give up. Wow. Does everyone really need to have their own personal ringtone? It might be fun, but unnecessary and time-consuming. For years, the phone on the wall in my house rang, and that's all it did. It was just fine. Probably because we didn't know better, or maybe we didn't need to. I'm almost 50, and for the first 25 years of my life, the phone that was attached to the wall and rang the same way every time was just fine. And by the way, so am I. Go ahead and have the day you want to have.